Shaheen, we need assistance for state and local governments, essential workers. By Ian Hanchett on April 25, 2020. During Friday's Democratic weekly address, Senator Jean Shaheen, DNH, stated that aid should be provided to state and local governments and for workers in essential businesses. Transcript as follows. Hi, I'm Jean Shaheen and I represent New Hampshire in the United States Senate. The COVID-19 pandemic is the worst crisis our country has faced in my lifetime. It has taken too many loved ones, far too soon. As a nation, we are united in offering consolation to the many grieving families. And because of this crisis, there are too many families facing difficult struggles and in desperate need of assistance. We just recently learned that over 4 million more Americans lost their jobs and filed for unemployment last week. In New Hampshire, I'm also hearing from small businesses that don't know if they'll survive the week, hospitals that are having to furlough workers as they struggle to treat COVID-19 patients, small town mayors trying to protect their communities while tax revenues plummet, and food banks without enough food to serve the many more families who need help. Big challenges remain and people still need help. This week, Congress came to an agreement on another bipartisan bill to help get our country through this crisis. I joined with Democrats in insisting that this bill provide more to keep small businesses alive and workers on payroll. But the Trump administration is allowing some large businesses and corporations to receive assistance through small business relief programs. That's wrong and it must stop. I helped negotiate these programs and they weren't intended for big business but rather for small business that are truly hurting. Republicans and Democrats must work together to make sure there's strict oversight of these programs to prevent abuse. This week, we also secured relief for these smaller businesses with relationships with local lenders, not just big banks. We included financial support to hospitals and other healthcare providers so they can continue to treat patients during this pandemic and serve the many health needs in our communities. And because we must make testing more widely available, this new agreement includes new funding for testing. Testing is key to reopening our economy and getting life back to some semblance of normal. President Trump has said that everyone who needs a test can get a test, but we know that's not true. I recently spoke with a healthcare center in New Hampshire that had five tests for their entire facility. That is just unacceptable. So much work remains. For instance, state and local governments desperately need help if they're going to continue to support teachers, firefighters, police, and municipal services while also marshaling COVID-19 response efforts. And yet, Mitch McConnell recently suggested that our cities and towns should just declare bankruptcy. Well, that's wrong. Our cities and towns need help. And we need to pass legislation that gives additional support for all those on the front lines keeping our grocery stores and other essential businesses open, including our healthcare workers and first responders who are sacrificing so much for our health and safety. Our nation owes them a great debt. Healthcare workers in particular are working around the clock to save lives while providing comfort to COVID-19 patients who must be separated from their loved ones. Democrats in the Senate have proposed a Heroes Fund that would provide pay increases to keep existing workers on the job and incentives to support recruitment. For example, New Hampshire recently began paying home healthcare workers an additional $300 a week. Let's get to work on these priorities in a bipartisan way. The American people need help. I know these are incredibly trying times for everyone. But it can't be said enough that we are all in this together. Please, take time to check in with your friends and neighbors to offer encouragement and support. We must continue to unite as a country and stand as one. That's how we will overcome this crisis. Thank you for listening. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter @IanHanchett.